Dictation for Marni Win, MARNIEWINN, date of service is 7/24/2023. The patient date of birth is 5/30/1970. Patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. She was having issues in the lower back with herniated disc from L1, L5, and also sacroiliac joint involvement, as well as both knees having extreme arthritis and severe gout. Along with this, she is suffering from liver failure, kidney failure, and CHF and other cardiac issues. The patient has had a scope for the left knee by Dr. Haki. The right knee needed to be total knee replacement, for which a medical clearance never came from her cardiologist. Our cardiologist, Dr. Qureshi at Beaumont Hospital, and primary care physician is Dr. Linchua, and she's getting a home care therapy with first integrated physical therapy at home. Our kidney doctor is Dr. Reddy. She's on a allopurinol and Colchris, Corake, Idralazine, and she lost 100 pounds of weight in a recent hospital admission after Bumex IV was given. Currently, she reported that her pain in the knees, especially the right knee and the lower back, is 9. Although there is no radiation, but the gout is now active, especially in the left knee. She gets Charlie horses in both the legs. She is now being referred to a rheumatologist at Royal Oak Beaumont Hospital, Dr. Janet, J-A-N-E-T, and she is on Colchris 0.6 milligram once a day, along with the allopurinol. Her last blood chemistry was 1 month ago in Beaumont Hospital, and the patient has been asked to go and continue her referral to rheumatologist, cardiologist, nephrologist, rheumatologist. She's been advised about ACE bandages. Her ADLs are affected 8 on a scale of 1 to 10, and she reports 40% improvement in her symptoms. Kindly review the chart for her ADLs, for her pains, and also for additional history, the substance abuse history, and compliance program. Physical examination reveals blood pressure of 145 or 126, pulse is 99, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam is the same from previous visit of 6/27/2023, dictation number 0717-019. Language diagnosis. Plan is to continue asking the patient to continue seeing cardiologist, rheumatologist, neurologist, nephrologist, and pulmonary doctor, and continue taking allopurinol. I've requested her to increase her Colchris to 3 times a day or even 4 times a day, depending on her pain in the knee. She's been advised about the gout food that she should avoid and hydration that she should have, based on the cardiologist recommendation also. Since she has a CHF, I asked her to talk to her cardiologist for the proper amount of fluid intake. She was referred to Dr. Cohen in February, but her surgery could not be done for the left knee replacement. No, for the right knee replacement, as the patient has had no clearance from the medical people coming in. So we are still waiting. She'll be provided with the pain relief with the Percocet, 10 milligram daily, a PRN basis, 30 tablets, Naproxen 500 twice a day, Prilosec 20 milligram twice a day is also provided, along with the compounding cream. Our maps have been reviewed and labs have been reviewed. Thank you.